This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Well, it starts for real tomorrow. Football Sunday on WEI gets you going. Arcan, Mego, Shime time. Shime had a little Saturday action, too, on the producer show, Curtis, and I'm worried about, like, a relapse. He was talking about 20 boneless wings last night.
What?
Yep. And talking very gleefully about it, so let's hope the all this weekend action's not gone to his belly.
You know, we all have our, you know, Courtney and I like BC. You know, you're a big fan of baseball. Greg is rooting for Shime to gain weight like you've never seen.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Rooting for failure.
He is the joy he has. The strangest thing that Shime disclosed recently was that he went to the Playwright in South Boston and ordered nachos and then had brunch and took the nachos to go. Have you, in your entire life, ever seen anyone
take nachos to go?
And, like, even, like, you know, with all the pandemic and the delivering and all that, like...
It's just a soggy mess.
Never get nachos delivered.
No.
Like, it's... They're great right out of the oven, right out of whatever, but...
Gotta be there.
Gotta be there. Anyway, so 20 boneless wings, that's a lot. Oh, it was like Dan Campbell there in that commercial?
He also said he has connections who are competing in a rib contest, so he's going to be sampling a lot of ribs tomorrow.
Oh, good luck to his brother. Shime's brother is doing a...
Oh, really?
It's at the Marshfield Fairgrounds. So okay. Good luck to Shime's...
Good luck to both Shimes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pre-game Shime and rib Shime.
Love it.
And let's hope they don't cross the streams here.
And I hope that Shime can still feel his ribs after.
You can reach the show at 617-779-7937. We got back into the quarterback debate. I know some people have had fatigue on that, but here we are. It's one day away. Jacoby's the guy. We had a caller suggest week two is the answer. I really, that strains credulity. You would even admit, now that we've gone this way, week five is the soonest we'll see Drake, barring miracles.
Correct. The only one that I would throw out there as a caveat is the, let's say week two, Jacoby Brissett gets banged around. He stays in the game, but he's dinged. They have the Thursday night against the Jets that week, short week, potential. I mean, that's a great defense. That may not be what they want to do, but should, because everybody's point to me about why Drake May isn't going to play is because the quarterback's going to get hurt, which you then know that that immediately means Drake May goes in the game.
If you believe the owners are calling the shots, will they be swayed by Gillette public pressure week two if it goes poorly?
Like they fall to 0-2 and Brissett plays poorly?
Yep, and the crowd is restless.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's a good chance he gets in that game,
So week three, maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's a slim chance.
I mean, it doesn't help that it's – I mean, that's one of the top defenses in the NFL, so it, you know, it's not a soft landing spot, but – if it's a short week and Brissett's playing like dog food, you never know.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Jack in the Fenway. Hello, Jack.
Hey, top of the morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I was originally a flip-flop. I was on the side of benching Drake at least for the first four games. But then, you know, as the preseason progressed, I mean, the argument that the one that I thought was most effective was that Brissett is just, as far as we can tell, a worse quarterback. So there's relatively little point at this point to starting him, at least from my observation. I was sympathetic to the O-line argument, but at this point it barely matters if there's not really a skill difference in that direction. I just wanted to say last thing, the state of the O-line is inexcusable. I mean, it's even worse than the wide receivers. And I honestly think, you don't like the word potential, but what potential Drake May does have, I think it could be squandered just by craft parsimony. So that's my biggest gripe, honestly.
All right, thanks, Jack. Am I ludicrous to think David Andrews could make a big difference, like, and just at least make them passable?
Yeah,
we really didn't see him in the preseason.
Talk about a guy who's had to sing for his supper, who is so underpaid when you consider his remarkable value to this organization. What a great leader, stand-up guy, first to the podium, win, lose, or draw. I mean, it's just so – when you find out what Steve Belichick was getting paid, it's pretty obscene. But
And on Onwenu is pretty good.
Yeah.
He probably shouldn't be the tackle, but he is. So
Ken,
two-fifths. Two-fifths.
It would be hard for the offensive line to be as bad as it was in the regular in the preseason.
Right.
But if you are using the offensive line as a reason not to play Drake May, then your whole – thought process is flawed.
Well, it's not the only reason. It's a reason.
But so that means Brissett's going to get hurt. He almost got hurt in the last. Maybe he's not even healthy now, the way his shoulder was landed on when they played the Commanders.
They may run it 45 times tomorrow, and that might not be the wrong call. Ramondre Stevenson, sneaky fantasy play. He could be Saquon Barkley.
You know, he's almost as good a receiver as a tight end as he is in interview. Hunter Henry could have a great week one.
I'm sorry, did you just put Ramondre and Saquon in the same sentence?
Yep. Three touchdowns for Dre tomorrow. It's going to be Dre Day.
Okay. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson, it is funny that you watched the this sort of offseason come together, and it was an attempt to really maintain the status quo of an organization that went through a massive change. Like, you remove the head, but then you re-sign almost all of the players except the most talented one, who you trade to the Bears for a third-round pick.
Yep.
The offseason, as just a general, you know, package.
They got Austin Hooper.
I would give a D- as an organization.
Better or worse than Breslow's trade deadline acquisition?
Oh, well, nothing's worse than Breslow. I mean, God, does that guy suck?
Well, we don't know that yet.
He was great Thursday. I thought he was flawless.
He didn't say anything controversial?
Right. My kind of guy. I think, you know what, I think the Sox could win 10 straight.
Let's go to Rich in Springfield. Hello, Rich.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, Breslow is, I can't stand Breslow, and I can't stand Elliot Wolf either. one quick thing is that there's, I can name so many reasons why Drake May should start. I'm on Curtis's boat 100%. Number one, you drafted him 3 overall. Number two, he's on a rookie contract. And number three, you get to see what he's made of. I mean, just look at the San Francisco 49ers a couple years ago, and they drafted Trey Lance, right? They figured out who he was right from the beginning. It wasn't working. They ripped off a Band-Aid, and they started a guy that was the last draft pick in the league, right?
Mr. Irrelevant, known as Ken Laird in general, but Brock Purdy.
Exactly. And look, where were they last
Purdy's
year
doing
and
well.
the year before? Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, there's no reason. And everybody's telling me that Drake May is headstrong. He's got his head on his shoulders. He's working out. He's practicing. I think it's a detriment to his mindset that he's not starting. I mean, he's
let me ask you guys both this, Rick. Let me ask you and Curtis both this. If it was Kirk Cousins and not Brissett, would you be fine with the plan?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
So it's just about Jacoby Brissett.
Well, that's kind of the whole thing.
Well, no. If you think May should play for his development and he should get in there and be Josh Allen and just take his lumps and he'll be better in year two, then he should play no matter what veteran they signed.
No, it's someone that can execute the offense in a way that is a close facsimile to what you will be doing so that you can understand what it is you have to do, learn from mistakes, learn from success. Jacoby Brissett is just not a good quarterback.
Ken Laird is saying that he'd rather follow Aaron Rodgers. So, Ken, your point is that, hey, well, if it was somebody else like Alex Smith or, you know, like who Patrick Mahomes sat behind or – Jordan Love sat behind
Alex Smith.
So I'd rather sit behind a proven leader than Jacoby Brissett, who's just been in the league for so long. He's a decent backup.
Well, let's see him. I mean, God, we haven't seen Brissett. I mean, we saw him last year. He was okay in Cleveland. He was not a disaster. Flacco came in and won the job, right, eventually. Was he 4-7 last year?
I don't know. But the guy I saw.
Brissett was in Washington last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 4-7, though, right?
He did beat Brady with the Cleveland Browns 2 years ago.
Right. And he was in Cleveland the year before that. And then he was in Miami.
Yeah, who? Ken, he sucks.
He's been around.
But, of course, he's fine. I mean, he's not like a, you know, he's not a malcontent, but he's just not a guy that I would have him watch behind and study. Drake May has a really, really impressive skill set. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to have bumps along the road. But the Mahomes example is flawed because, in hindsight, I guarantee you they start him in 2017.
What about Allen and his rookie year as a comp? Because remember, you and I were on, and Josh Allen first year was like, this guy's no good.
Right.
It was total skepticism.
Can you show me a great quarterback that was ruined?
A great quarterback ruined by playing. Mac Jones.
He played
too soon and...
Made the playoffs. Not a good example.
No, I'm trying to be flippant.
Like, I don't. If you're great, then
you'll rise above it.
Like Joe Burrow, he's a great.
That's a hard one though, because there could be quarterbacks that were ruined that may have been destined for greatness and never got there.
So you think a guy like Sam Darnold was going to be great?
Carson Palmer or something like that.
Well, he got injured.
All right.
He was the playoffs.
Well, that's the
first
point.
Year.
O-line. You're going to have Kimo von Olhoffen tomorrow.
But the other thing is that the way in which you have you can't even hit the quarterback like you used to. All of the reasons you would have done this in years past, even if I want to grant you that we'll talk about it like it's the same scale, when you look at what even in 2017 you could do things to the quarterback you can't do today, it is far safer to play the position no matter how porous your offensive line is. So all the reasons that are given are archaic.
Well, not really. I mean,
last year's draft, everybody played in the top five. Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud made the playoffs, won a playoff game. This year, the two players drafted ahead of Drake May, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, are both starting.
I know they're playing. That doesn't mean it's good. You brought up Bryce Young. That was a disaster last year. That's not a good example.
But the Trey Lance argument by the caller was just spot on. The 49ers knew early on that it wasn't going to work. They made another plan.
But the plan is week five. That's all. Just wait a month. Like, there's no patience anymore in the world. Just let the guy get his feet under him, and then week five, he's in.
So what's going to change between now and week five?
He'll learn the ins and outs of pro football life. He'll learn how to get to the stadium.
Like, what to do when you check in and where's your bag?
Right.
Okay.
He's got to pick up his Ford Mustang and get all the paperwork. Which, by the way, we're broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the freedom of choice. Shop deals built for you on the New England edition of the Ford F-150, official truck of the Red Sox. One more call before trending. Tim in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love when you two are together. I just want to say one thing. Ken, you're right, man. You got to give this kid at least 3 to 4 games. We only seen 6, probably 7 sessions on the offense with this kid out of college. So a lot of people are making him out to be some – like going to be some elite quarterback. We got to see what he's got. They got to put him on the field. There's no doubt. Play him. He's not my choice, but I'm hoping he does well and he does good for New England. But we got to get him in there, see if he's any good. If not, make the move later on down the season and at the end of the year, and then get the guys we need to get. The offensive line is a must. We've said it for years and years. They got to build a good offensive line to make the running backs good and the quarterback worthy. That's it.
That's such a great call, Curtis. Why are you rolling your eyes and shaking your head? Tim in Hanover just says it perfectly.
Did you see Trump's mad about the kickoffs?
No.
I just saw the story. He tweeted or social post, whatever the hell it is. I can't believe the NFL is effectively getting rid of the always exciting kickoff return. All capitalized. Such an exciting part of football. What are they doing? Caps lock. Beginning of the end.
See, Belichick should use that this week on some show. Just start going off on the kickoff. That would be a viral clip.
Great. Not all viruses are good, Kent. I don't know if you know that.
Let's get to trending.
All
Your
right.
man Danny from Quincy is back after a long hiatus. If you're ready for Danny.
Oh, I love all Americans, including both President Obama and President Trump.
Everything's back together. Football's back together. You and I with Danny. It just feels right again.
Feels great.
And now it's Joe Braverman. What's trending?
I would not be surprised if that Drake May is in there sooner rather than later because the two of them are so close. And, like, a lot of it isn't how far Drake May's come because I do think he still has a long ways to go. He really does. To be a good, effective starter in this league. I didn't love the film from Jacoby Brissett. You see a lot of the same stuff that we've seen in practice in the preseason games where he's holding the ball a little bit too long. He's not seeing where the open receivers are. He's taking sacks. He's throwing balls unnecessarily across the field. Like, there's a lot to be concerned about. And I think, really, if those guys were telling you the truth, they would probably say they don't think Jacoby's going to be very good. They think that Drake's going to be in there sooner rather than later.
Greg Bedard, your buddy, Curtis, has done the film breakdown. Won't be long. Just be patient. Brissett does indeed suck. Based on the film he's watching, it'll be Drake sooner than later.
I mean, I think every team should start out with an inferior player at the most important position, don't you?
Well, the point is he inferior now?
Yes.
Things could be different October 1.
So in what way? So do you believe that Drake May is going to get any snaps with the ones in the build-up to week 1 or week 2?
During the week, probably not.
Okay, so then how is this helping?
Well, you observe. You learn by observing.
Well, there's all the film in the world.
You didn't start as a fiery talk show host. You started as a Cub producer for DA or whatever you were doing. And
I was actually national. Amy Lawrence and the V Show there at ESPN Radio.
Well, there you go. You surpassed Amy Lawrence. Can I declare that today?
Oh, God, what a great day. Thank you.
So maybe week 1 you weren't. Amy Lawrence was pretty good.
That, I mean, talk about big shoes.
Yep. So there you go. So, you know, ready to go for week five.
I can't believe this is the second time Texas and Michigan have played.
I know. I was stunned by that, too. The last time they played, it was Vince Young and, God, who was the – Texas beat him on the last-second field goal. It was the Rose Bowl. It was a great game in, like, 05.
Man.
But it's –
Vince Young.
That's the only good game on the schedule today, by the way. NBC Duquesne. Fear the Dukes. Plus 37, I believe, is the spread.
Oh, we can't.
If you get outside the Commonwealth.
That doesn't matter anything to me. BC does not like to gamble.
I'll tell you what matters. Danny from Quincy. He's
all
back,
right.
And he joins the Ken and Curtis program. Hello, Danny. Happy fall.
Yeah, oh, I hate fall. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's the worst time. Labor Day is the most depressing holiday for me.
That's true. You're
anyway,
a pumpkin.
I'm a tropical guy. I like spring and summer. And I'm on the boat, in the water, swimming, palm trees, growing my own vegetables. Now it's all ending, and I got to heat. You got to turn the heat on. Oh, this sucks. Anyway,
well, you're making me sad, Danny.
But anyway,
come on.
Yeah, and then I turn another year older every September, so it's another.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah, the first, and it's like another year towards death. So who knows? But anyway,
that's got to be some irony that your birthday is my parents' wedding anniversary. So look at that.
The first, yep. The first of September. Oh wow! Oh,
first
boy.
Of September.
Well, congratulations to them, Curtis.
51 this year.
Nice job.
51 years?
Yep.
Wow, man, my parents made it to 70. Yikes, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I mean, without me, they'd make it to 100. But anyway, carry on. What's on your mind, Danny?
So I heard Tom Brady's commentary, right? But how can Tom Brady compare sitting behind Alex Smith, who's an accomplished starting quarterback in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, who Jordan Love sat behind? How can he compare those two quarterbacks to Brissett? Brissett is a career backup.
Amen.
But he said across the board, he's saying in general, he just believes that's the best way to do it. Not specifically May. Every rookie should say.
But if the backup quarterback playing in front of you is a disaster and the offensive line is a disaster, how could you learn? How could you learn anything sitting on the bench watching that? We get frustrated watching it. And this offensive line is a sham. I mean, the only reason I can think of that they would want to start Brissett the first few games is because they know the offensive line. I don't even want to insult high school offensive lines, but a high school offensive line is better than the one they got right now.
Correct.
And the allure of the NFL, people will be tuned in the first 3 or 4 weeks, no matter how bad the team is. The first 3 or 4 weeks, people watch preseason games because they are dying to get the NFL into their system again. So Kraft is looking at empty seats. If May goes out there in week one and gets hurt, or week two, or week three, that's the only reason I can think of for him
to
be
sitting
in their eyes.
That's a pretty good reason, don't you think? I mean, everybody comes around to, they admit their offensive line is the worst we've ever seen.
Absolutely. It's the worst. Last year was bad, but last year looks like a Super Bowl champion offensive line compared to the one they got now. So the only reason I can think of that they're thinking is, and why did they just hold on to Zappe? They needed four quarterbacks. This offensive line is going to get four quarterbacks killed. Joe Milton sucks. I don't want to hear that guy's name mentioned either. He was terrible. Any bad throws Matt Jones made or even Zappe made, this guy was worse. Why? Because he can run?
Milton's
you got to be kidding me. They would have been better off. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ken. I'm on a rant. Go.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. They can get Zappe back. I'm quite confident of that.
But the thing that Danny points out...
He already signed with another team.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Curtis.
Thing that Danny points out accurately is that it's... Those examples, you have the privilege of time when you have a guy that is currently a better quarterback than the one that you just drafted. That is not applicable with the Patriots right now. Jacoby Brissett is not better in any capacity than Drake May is today.
Okay, Trey Hendrickson had 17.5 sacks last year and 25 quarterback hits. Are you worried if you put Drake May in tomorrow,
Ken,
he might get a couple of those hits?
No, I'm less worried about Drake May because he's elusive in the pocket as opposed to Jacoby Brissett, who looks like an old Bledsoe, just stands there.
Okay. I'm a little worried about...
The other thing...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Ken. Go.
No, go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just going to comment on Brady, but go ahead, finish your point. Brady being the color analyst. I mean, Curtis, the only thing I want to be looking for with Tom Brady, as far as, you know, aside from lending his expertise on what he sees and what he thinks is going to happen, is he going to be able to critique his brethren in the NFL? Veteran players on the field.
Right. That's exactly that, Danny. That's the question. This is an interesting day. We agree. It's not going to be based upon what he sees at practice or what he's unable to do in prep because he is part owner or trying to be part owner. He will be judged based on his ability to honestly state the weakness of players that he wants to be friends with. That's how you get judged. And Charles Barkley was able to transcend that and become incredibly talented. But the vast majority of ex-players are terrified.
All I can say is look what happened to Eckersley. I hope he's the football version of Dennis Eckersley. But Eckersley got maligned in this town because he was outspoken and he was critical. Even Sean McDonough is critical when he announces. I mean, but those guys are not liked. They're not liked by the NFL. And, you know, everybody's got to get along. You can't criticize veteran players. But he might be able to get away with it, but let's just see if he can take that leverage.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
No, I am not optimistic in Brady's – like, I think he'll be able to do it with Drake May or Bryce Young or, you know, one of the younger guys. Like, I don't think he's going to be wanting to go after Mahomes or Allen. But that's, to be honest, there's not a lot of plays where, like, everybody said Tony Romo loved Tom when he was doing the games, which is true. But, like, what do you want him to say? Like, he's the greatest to ever do it. So I will be interested to see his, you know, I'm interested to see it, obviously, for me.
Oh, Jim!
But the other one that's that he can't critique officiating, like all these media people lost their mind. How many times a game do you hear the play-by-play or color of an NFL broadcast openly mock or rip officiating? It is always outsourced to Dean Blandino or to...
Occasionally you'll get a, that's a horrible call, can't believe they...
Right. But I think...
And that's significant, you would agree. But, like if you're not critical in that moment... The fans will lose you.
But I don't think it's critical if it's honest, if that makes sense.
Like,
the final play of the opening game of the season with the touchdown that wasn't by the Ravens.
Right. Isaiah Likely.
Like, let's say they called that, they made that a touchdown and they kept it a touchdown. And Tom Brady said, that's not what I saw. I saw his foot touching the white. He was out of bounds. Do you think that that would get him in trouble? I mean, like, you're just telling the audience what your eyes see.
Right.
Like, so I think it's sort of ad hominem attacks or, like, you know, ripping how the latest in the long line of what's the guy with the biceps, his son?
Hockley
kid, you know, taking too long. But
they should have Olsen do the game and Brady sit there and observe.
Right. I think that would
be the first week.
Sense.
Maybe put him in for the third quarter.
It brings me back to when Reamer told everybody that I had a secret after people knew that I was an alcoholic and people were defending me.
Ugh.
They really just didn't like Reamer. They were using me as a way that they could get away with ripping him when it really they didn't give a damn about me. The people that are talking about Greg Olsen don't give a damn about Greg Olsen.
Well, people like Greg Olsen.
Ken.
I'm telling you, I liked him, and people said he was good.
Okay, what's his best skill? What does he do well?
Ian Burkhart were viewed as the number one
What does Greg Olsen do well as an analyst?
Oh, I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, you're just getting into... What do you want, specific examples?
Yeah, what makes him
pull
good?
Up a play?
I mean, I
watched the game, and you liked him. I did. I enjoyed him. Now, and the other thing is Cowboys fans and Browns fans hate Brady going in.
Right.
So it's a tough climb for Tom right off the start because most of these teams he's going to broadcast for, the fans just hate him.
Right. Well, and, you know, as Courtney pointed out, Bob Wischusen was really hard against BC, even though he went to BC.
Well, that was a strange take.
Lewis Riddick's like brother-in-law or someone as the defensive coordinator, and Bob Wischusen went there.
Well, also, she was troubled that they were calling out the cramping, but that was not a criticism. It was just
right.
an observation. Guys were actually legitimately cramping.
I don't know what else they should have said.
But, hey, beware the Dukes today. Got to get to 2-0. And then we got, who's BC have next week? Michigan State?
No, Mizzou.
Mizzou.
In Mizzou.
Right.
So,
big one.
If BC is 3-0, they would be a top 10 team.
Do you feel bad talking about BC on sports radio in Boston? Some hosts don't like that.
You know, we talk about what sports fans talk about, and I don't know how you – I never saw the rating of that game. I bet you it did a pretty good number in Boston. Monday night, Labor Day weekend, everybody back in town getting ready for the school year. That was an awesome win. God, was that awesome. I can't tell you the last time I felt that way watching BC. I thought for sure when Florida State cut that to 21-13, that that was the beginning of the end.
And one thing's for sure, the Chiefs game did a big number. It did a big number everywhere. The NFL
most
ratings.
Watched game season opener in the history of the NFL. It is the only thing that defies every change in our society is the NFL.
By the way, Curtis, Boston College's win over Florida State had a national viewing audience, 4.4 million viewers on ESPN.
That's pretty good. I don't know what the – I mean, that's bigger than any college – that is I know more viewers than any baseball game all year on ESPN.
It's amazing that Mahomes is as well-liked. Even you respect him, despite the chase for Brady and all the head-to-head battles and the Chiefs. Chiefs are not likable. You point that out often. Mahomes has maintained likability.
There are few.
I don't know how.
There's few people I've ever seen who have done more when surrounded by chaos as Mahomes has. Like, you've got the Taylor Swift drama. You got the coach's kid being a Neanderthal. You've got your brother being a jackass. You've got your father doing all these things. Like, everywhere he turns, there is chaos. Yet he is so calm. And he's so great, and he's so confident, and he's everything you would want in a player. Like, I don't know how you could – I know how you dislike the Chiefs. That's how I felt with Tom. Like, you could hate the Patriots, but you could be jealous of him, but, like, what's there to hate? The guy's just great.
Through age 28, Mahomes versus Brady. 15-3 playoff record for Mahomes, 10-1 for Brady at that time. 74 wins to 58 in favor of Mahomes. They're tied in Super Bowl wins. Regular season MVPs, 2-0 Mahomes. Pro Bowls, 6-3 Mahomes. Got to make you sweat a little bit.
Ken,
at the Mahomes ascent.
Do you think he'll be better than Brady?
No, I think he's going to win 5.
Okay.
He'll be close.
So why should I sweat?
But as you point out, I'm wrong often.
I would say...
Point it out daily.
And Mahomes is even... What is he, 15-3?
15-3.
He's 15-1.
Without Tom.
Without Tom. Which is wild.
It is wild.
I mean, but I will say that those Burrow games, like that AFC Championship last year, the NFL knows what it's doing with Mahomes because that is the next. He is peerless. There is nobody that is. Do you know how many?
Who's second?
Allen, Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. What
it's
do you mean?
Tough. Like, it changes weekly.
Of, like second in terms of what?
The
talents?
Mahomes. No, just in
draw.
Everything. Yeah, draw.
I would probably say Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it's a distant second.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why the pursuit that having Brady in the booth, like, could you imagine this year, right? On Fox, the Super Bowl's on Fox in New Orleans, the scene of Tom's first championship. It's the Chiefs and the Niners again with Mahomes trying to get to 4, do something Tom never did, and Tom's on the broadcast of that game.
Is he going to – he doesn't get Bengals-Chiefs next week, does he?
Tom Brady?
Brady.
I don't know. Is it on Fox?
Maybe it hasn't been set yet.
My guess is that's CBS.
425 is probably CBS game.
Right, because Fox has the 425 this week.
Fitzy has checked in. I want to give Fitzy his due because he predicted last week a Patriots straight-up win. It's before the receiver drama for the Bengals. And I'm starting to feel that Fitzy could be right here. I'm not ready to pull the trigger just yet, but I would take the points, definitely. And plus 300 looks pretty good on the money line. Anyway, Fitzy says, we're mispronouncing the new top receiver's name for the Bengals. It is Andre Yoshivas.
That's what I said.
From Princeton.
Yeah.
Also, he points out, Trey Burton, their fifth receiver, is a Javon Baker type. A lot of talent. Potential trouble.
Yeah, I think coaching edge goes to the Patriots. I take Mayo over Zach Taylor.
What about Lou Anarumo's defense?
Oof.
This was one of Shine's
favorite.
Never
going to question an Italian.
You can reach the show, 617-779-7937. Do you feel a Pats win? When is Drake May actually going to start? Who's calling the shots? Do you fear Mahomes and his ascent for Brady?
And are you, like Ken, inconsolable after knowing that Greg Olson won't be calling the Fox Game of the Week?
We'll be right back. Ken and Curtis from the Fenway Studio, our WEI Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. Red Sox, White Sox, Battle of the Sox later tonight. Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have your call? The biggest emotion from Curtis today has been lashing out at Greg Olson for whatever reason. It's already started. The fear of Brady failing is getting to Curtis deep down.
Ken, I hate to break it to you. The day that you chucked your remote in Brookline when Aaron Rodgers inexplicably threw the ball into the ground at the goal line.
What a dolt.
Instead of running into the end zone, and then that absolute...
What a waste of a season.
Moron, LaFleur, kicking a field goal, giving the ball to Tom Brady, and losing the NFC Championship, that day ended everything.
And we're on the TV.
But what I'm telling you is, Ken, he could suck. Joe Montana sucked on TV. He was still the GOAT.
He will. Why is he doing this to himself? It's just beneath him. Well, Gio nailed this week. It just doesn't make any sense. Why is Brady doing this to himself? He does not have to do this.
Because people are saying he can't. That's what these people are.
Very inspirational.
Also, would you turn down 10 years and $375 million?
If I was Tom Brady, yes, I would. No. I think he's doing fine. 617 texter, Olsen is better than Collingsworth and Aikman. Got to admit that, Curtis.
No, I think Troy Aikman and Joe Buck is the best broadcast duo. Excellent.
Really?
Yes.
978 texter, agree with
their call of Super Bowl 51 is the best big game call I have ever heard of anybody. They perfectly allowed those moments to breathe.
Well, what has Aikman ever said that, like, you get wild about? Same thing with Olsen. I like Aikman. I like them both. It's just kind of an intangible thing. There's not one thing that Aikman's ever said that's, like, stood out. Can't believe Aikman said that.
I think the way Troy Aikman discusses quarterback play is excellent in the moment. And
how can you not like Mike Vrabel?
I mean, Mike Vrabel's a great guy. But I know next week Ken's going to be surreptitiously editing audio cuts.
Oh, I have three producers on the Brady game. They are ready to comb through that puppy.
That's good. That's a good waste of talent.
978 texter, I agree with Wiggy. Who cares who's announcing the game? It's about the game. I'm not going to watch Carolina New Orleans just because Brady is doing the game.
Amen. But sadly for the Patriots, we did a poll with the Greg Hill Show, and it's basically 50-50. Patriots fans as excited to watch Brady call a Browns game as they are to watch the Patriots season opener against the Bungles.
413 texter, Olsen has that made-for-TV voice. Can't argue with that.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
Let's go to John at Sherburne.
Oh, Sherburne. All right. What's going to see an El Frosty today, John?
I am not going to see an El Frosty today, but I just drove by it.
Oh, good.
I think Brady's going to do really well because I think you hit the nail on the head because people are telling him that he can't do it, and he's hearing from people tangentially that he can't do it. And I think he'll be super prepared because that's just the way he is. He tries to be a perfectionist. And then the only other thing I would say is, as much as I'd love to see Drake May in there, I think Bledsoe hit it on the head. You know, I think he'll learn a lot. I think the game will slow down for him so he'll be able to process. And I think by the time he gets in later on this year, I think he'll be better served.
Great point, John. I agree. Listen to the guy from Sherburne. Listen to your guy, Drew Bledsoe. He learned a lot by sitting. And there's a guy who started right away and then sat later, but the game slowed down for him.
Yeah, the game has unfortunately slowed down for everyone. And so that, I mean, we're not going to see the eye to eye on this. We'll see. Tomorrow we're going to watch, in my opinion, you're going to see Jacoby Brissett struggle. And there will be a cacophony.
People will be restless, but I think you have to take this and you have to remember this. If Drake May were in there, it would be just as bad. And it's better off letting Jacoby take these lumps tomorrow.
Well, work with me on this.
And, by the way, I think there's an outside chance they could actually win the game. You and I both agree with that.
Agreed. Work with me on this. Do you believe Jerod Mayo wants to start the season with Jacoby Brissett as a starter? If it were up to him,
that's a very good question. I think he actually does because he defers to vets. He's a player. He's like puts stock in veterans and captains. And I think he wants Drake to play soon, but not week one.
So I believe that Jerod Mayo believes Drake May should start the season.
Really?
And if Jacoby Brissett struggles in the game, I believe Jerod Mayo has the wheel. I don't think Elliott Wolf's calling down the sideline.
Ooh, that would take some balls. Bench him in week one.
Why not?
No. I don't think he has.
If he looks like he did in that preseason game, why would you have him play that whole game? Especially, as you said, it's a game they can win.
That is a great scenario. So if it's fourth quarter, Brissett's been a disaster, but they're still hanging in.
How many times did they bench Mac last year? Six? I'm not even being...
Yeah, but we agree that was horrible. The yo-yo effect.
Well, this is not a yo-yo. This would just be...
Like, make a decision, that's it. We're putting in Drake.
And his first start...
I would give him so much credit for that, actually. Just the boldness of it.
I have the final say with all of that stuff.
So, I mean...
In that scenario, if Jacoby is so bad through three quarters that I'm considering.
Right, just what we saw. Because
what
we saw from Jacoby Brissett was a guy that is not fleet of foot. Or let's say this, they could even use the injury. The shoulder barked again. that he got landed on against the Commanders.
Yeah,
like,
let's go with that. Lat strain.
You do have an out. You could always do that, like, obscure, you know, Manny Ramirez DL stint.
Yep. I love the DL stint.
I think that's got a chance at happening.
By the way, we have an update on Jordan Love's knee. Would you care to hear it?
Yeah.
Tom Pelissero checks in. Packers lose last night, and Love went down on the last, was the last play of the game? It was almost the last play of the game.
Yeah.
Initial tests have indicated Jordan Love's ACL is intact, but there's a wide range of outcomes based on additional scans, which will occur when the team gets back to Green Bay. But that's generally good news for Packers fans and Jordan Love fantasy holders.
Well, that's the other thing is you brought up Kimo von Olhoffen as we've been really topical this morning.
Hey, Bengals guy.
No, the time it takes for all of these injuries, like there's nothing that would happen in the first month of the season that would preclude Drake May from being ready for next year. Like the science, the way in which we treat all these things, the arthroscopic surgeries that we have, like not only can you not hit the quarterback, if the worst case scenario happens and they do get a J.J. McCarthy-like injury, they're not done for 18 months. They're done for six.
Yeah, but Carson Palmer was never the same.
Right, but you can't hit a quarterback like that anymore. You literally can't, because of Tom Brady, dive at a knee.
Sure, you could accidentally fall into a guy's knee. I mean, that could happen.
Right, so I
can. And would you agree that
they could get in an accident driving to Logan today?
But this quarterback, whoever it is going to be sacked 50 times, right, over the course of the year. This line is so bad.
No, I think Drake May will avoid some of the hits that will hit Jacoby Brissett.
Greg got hurt tripping over a puppy gate. Even that kind of collision could be dangerous.
I mean, that was near fatal. Who was the one that talked about the most important trait? Well, no, it was Jerod Mayo. Okay. Coming up next.
Oh, it's a tease.
I'm taking the car here. Ken's been playing oldies all morning. I'm going to try and get this puppy dog onto Big 103. Joe Braverman is going to play sound that explicitly tells everybody in our lovely listening audience why Jerod Mayo agrees with me and thinks Drake May should be on the field as soon as possible.
Can't wait.